everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, the bird.
Who's been watching Family Guy? I have! Originally by the Trashmen, I first heard the song Surfin' Bird on the Sean and Na collection. Sean and Na used to cover all the best songs of the 1960s. As you can tell, we're about to have a fantastic fun show. Welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, March 22nd, 2009, and right now, while you're listening to the show, I am in the Army. I'm off somewhere in the Army. I'm doing my reserves. I'm doing some tank training stuff. For those of you that don't know, I was a combat medic in the Army, and they're calling us in because we gotta review stuff, so we're up to date with our skills, so we can be saving lives. That's what I'm doing this week. I'm making it sound a lot cooler than it really is. But because I'm in the Army, and that can be depressing for some people. Never for me, because I have some really good friends there, but I want you guys to have an absolutely fun week. And what I've realized recently is that I've sort of been ignoring completely the whole pop rock genre. The show isn't pop rock themed, don't worry. I'm just going to be playing more than average. I got some punk. Let's see, what are we listening to? We're going to listen to some Dandy Warhols, some punk rock with Off by One, Pennywise, All American Rejects. I got some stuff off the last Nickelback album from Dark Horse, and it's like the one song on the entire album that AllMusic.com did not destroy in their critique. Geek. I got some new stuff from people that you've never heard of before. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Let's get things started off right off of the 2004 album, A Hangover You Don't Deserve. This is Bowling for Soup and the song Almost.
Guns, lights, the sky makes me worry. Sometimes I wish to run away. Sometimes I want to run away. But you can't judge a book looking at the cover. You can't love someone for messing with another. No, you can't win a war fighting with your brother. You wanna have peace, gotta love one another.
Blow me up, I'm one call away. Hell yeah.
So we started off the block with Bowling for Soup, the band that I constantly say doesn't get enough respect, and we heard the song Almost. Definitely one of their catchier songs off of the album, A Hangover You Don't Deserve. Now, after that, we heard Blackstone Cherry, Southern rock band, started back in 2001, and we heard the song Lonely Train. Now, I specifically chose Lonely Train because it is one of the best examples of what Blackstone Cherry do best, and that is storytelling. They're known for their in-depth stories in their music. Lonely Train is about the relatives of soldiers that go off to war and how they deal with having family members in the army. Very nice. We just heard American Hi-Fi in the song Hell Yeah! Off of the album Hearts on Parade from 2005. They've had three studio albums up until now, but they've already gone through two record labels, and for the longest time they didn't have one, but very recently they just signed on to Original Records' new label, and American Hi-Fi have a new album coming out either in April or May, so I'm very excited about that. They do fantastic pop rock, American Hi-Fi. For a while they even considered emo. Now, moving on, I'm very excited to announce that I have a song by a good friend of mine, Mori Tights Anucci. She definitely has this fantastic whole pop rock thing going on. The name of the song is Stand Me Down, and it's my recommendation to you, Mori, that if you ever have to have a name for your album, the name of your album should be My Dad Has a Recording Studio in the Basement.
back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Now, we just heard the song Jumper by Third Eye Blind. Everybody knows that song. It was so huge. It was off their 1997 debut album. Third Eye Blind are an alternative rock band from California, I believe. Now, the thing is that they've only put out two studio albums, but they're so well known. Now, the truth is they have a new album coming out. It's supposed to be out this year. It's called Ursa Major. That's the name of the album. And apparently, it was announced back in 2007 that it would be coming out then, but there's finally a date set for it. They also released a whole bunch of really funky stuff on their MySpace page. They released a song called Non-Dairy Creamer, and it had the guitars, the bass, the drums, and the singing, but it didn't have any remixing, and it was like a competition who could remix the song the best, and that version would make the new album, which I thought was very cool, because I love it when bands get the fans involved, especially when you get to show off some sort of talent. It's not like just, you know, some knowledge competition. I thought that was very cool. Now, so we start off with Mori Iannucci, right, with the song Stand Me Down. Now, if anybody wants to get in contact with her, send me an email. I'll hook you guys up. I'm sure she could use a record label deal. Simply based on that song, I would give her one. I mean, there's a huge market for that pop rock style, girly voice. I like it. Girl rock. It's fun. Now, right after Mori Iannucci, we heard Less Than Jake and the song Never Going Back to New Jersey. Now, that one is actually a dedication from me, specifically to Mori, because she's from Edison, New Jersey. Now, for you followers of the show, you know that I'm not a fan of Edison, New Jersey, because that's where my wife's from, and I have to go back there all the time, and it's really freaking boring. Listen to my shows from there. They're usually shows filled with angry songs. So that was a dedication to Mori, to my wife Elle, to Rachel, to all you ladies that I know from Edison, New Jersey. Never Going Back to New Jersey by Less Than Jake was for you guys. Now, last week, I saluted Static X, and I spoke about the fact that there was one song specifically that I wanted to salute, but I simply did not have time for, so I'm playing that one right now. It's off the first album, Wisconsin Death Whatnot, and this is the song Love Dump.
Really had that to me.
So we started off the block with Static X and the song Love Dump, which was actually used as a theme song to one of my favorite wrestling duos of the early 90s called Chronic, Brian Clark and Brian Adams. Pretty sure one of them's dead nowadays, overdosed on steroids or something like that. Still fun. After that, we heard Avril Lavigne, which for me was just fun playing right after Static X. But seriously, Skater Boy is a fantastic song. Even if you hate Avril Lavigne and everything that she stands for, Skater Boy is a great pop punk song. It really is. It is so catchy, very easy to sing along to, and I think more than even Complicated, I think it gave Avril Lavigne the respect that she originally got. So that's my opinion right there. Now after that, we heard from the Dandy Warhols, and I have to tell you, I've been listening to them more and more recently, because every time a song pops up my MP3 player, I'm like, damn, that is so good. What is that? It keeps turning out to be the Dandy Warhols. We heard the song We Used to Be Friends. It was one of their big ones. Now let me tell you a little bit about the Dandy Warhols. First of all, they were started in Portland, Oregon by Courtney Taylor, does vocals and guitars, and the rest of the band, there was Ian McCabe and Peter Holmstrom and Eric Hedford, who's now been replaced by Brent DeBoer, and they're named after obviously American pop artist Andy Warhol. Now by listening to that song, the question is, can you tell who they were influenced by? The list of people they were influenced by was the Velvet Underground, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, the Beatles, the Shadows, and the Rolling Stones. And there are a lot of references to My Bloody Valentine, that band. Now the question is, can you hear that in their music based on the one or two songs I've already played on Rock for Rookies? But what I really like about the band is they said that the band's beginning was they were created because they were a group of friends who needed music to drink to, and they couldn't find awesome music, so they made it themselves. And I think that is incredible. So we've come almost to the very end of the playlist of part one, and I'm not playing Metallica this week because I'm trying to keep things lighter. So what I've decided to do is end it off with two punk covers, which I'm going to get to. I'm going to talk about the bands afterwards. Now we're going to start off with a punk cover to a song by Natalie Imbruglia, and the song is called Torn. A lot of you know it. It was hugely popular in the late 90s. I always wanted to play that song because it is one of my favorite songs, but it is definitely not rock enough. So when I finally found a cover to the song Torn, I was blown away. It's off one of those Punk Goes Pop. I think it's off of Punk Goes Pop albums. The name of the band is Off By One. This is Torn.
A girl brought to life. She was warm, she came around like she was dignified. She showed me what it was to cry. Couldn't be that girl that I adored. You don't seem to know, don't seem to care what your heart is for. But I don't know her anymore. There's nothing where she used to love. A conversation has no jar. And that's what's going on. But nothing's fine, I'm torn. Lying naked on the floor. There's another chance. We're into something real. Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. Don't feel a little lame. And I'm already torn. So I guess the fortune tellers right. Should have seen just what there was and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my face and now. But I don't care, I had no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn and I'm all out of faith. And this is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. A vision never changed. We're into something real. Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. But you're a little late. Oh,
Alright, really quickly now. We started off, that was a two-shot right there, some punk covers. We started off with the band Off By One from Fort Worth, Texas. Check them out on their MySpace page. They have two songs up. One is Torn, the cover by Natalie Imbruglia that we just heard. And the other one is Punk Rock Girl. Fantastic. Also, they're looking for fans. That's what it says on their MySpace page. So come out, friend them, check them out. Absolutely fantastic. And of course, the original is really good too. So if you want to check that out, YouTube's always there for you people. And we just heard Pennywise and the song I Come From A Land Down Under. Definitely a cover for the life of me right now. I can't remember who it is. You'll check it out. By the way, in case you don't know, me or one of my listeners, Aria, posts all the playlists, everything we heard on every show on Facebook. So check out the Facebook group, Rock for Rookies. All the songs they play are over there. Sometimes when I'm in the mood, I paste them on my blog spot, which is the little button above you of me with my hand out screaming. That's that button right there. That's the Maximum Mike Tells All blog spot right there. So I also know that I have a whole bunch of new listeners to the show. So this is what you got so far for part one. By the way, I Come From Land Down Under was dedicated to Elle, who's, you know, I'm away from her for this week. And it's really funny. There is a wedding song, a Jewish wedding song, where they use the tune I Come From A Land Down Under. And it is the only song that can get her to get up and go dance, because she hates dancing at weddings, but that song gets her to it. I don't know why. Either way, guys, that's all we have for part one. Stick around, and I'll see you guys in part two. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. I hope you're enjoying the whole style change that we got going on. This show's a bit more fun. Hopefully you can be dancing to it, you can be chilling to it. It's probably going to be a great show to drive to, which I also think is impressive. Now, we're going to change it up right now, because I like to keep you on your toes. We're about to hear 36 Crazy Fists off the album Rest Inside the Flames. I'm pretty sure it's that album, Rest Inside the Flames. We have the song Destroy the Map. Now, 36 Crazy Fists are a four-piece metal band originating from Kenai, Alaska. How many awesome bands you have from Alaska? I don't know about many. They're currently in Portland, Oregon. That's where they live, probably, so they can get home quicker. Now, the name of the band comes from the Jackie Chan movie, The 36 Crazy Fists. Check it out. This is Destroy the Map.
Tongue and eye, trying to tap and it all out.
Now, I apologize. That was not actually from the album Rest Inside the Flames, but a Snow-Capped Romance. That was the album Snow-Capped Romance by 36 Crazy Fists. Seriously, I love the fact that he goes from the, like, the low as we're gonna be singing, all of a sudden he's like, rah! Because every single song is the same. He's got the low voice, and he's got the crazy high voice. Absolutely fantastic. Now, with that out of the way, it's time for the rock news. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and this is the news. First off, this is very interesting. Apparently, Shooter Jennings, who's this country rock star, has confirmed that he has been offered the job of singer for Velvet Revolver twice, and he has turned it down twice. Shooter Jennings is the son of country legend Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings was also one of the Highwaymen who sang with Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. And I can never remember the fourth dude. Very cool. Okay, moving on. This is kind of music, and it's kind of not music. One of my favorite comedians of all time is Dennis Leary. Now, what's really funny is that Dennis Leary also loves to write really funny comedy songs, which usually are extremely rude and extremely not politically correct. Now, the thing is, he's had two comedy tours so far. The first one was No Cure for Cancer from all the way back in the very early 90s, which was one of the biggest comedy albums of all time. Then in 1997, he did a comedy tour called Lock and Load. So either way, Dennis Leary is back. He's going on a new tour. It's going to be called the Rescue Me Comedy Tour. It's going to be all through America. And if you guys look for it, I'll post the link in the videos spot, videos of the week. He has a song called At the Rehab. It's his new song for his new comedy tour where he's basically bashing all these celebrities. Very funny. Oh my god, it's funny. Okay, moving on. Let's see what else we got. We have Disturbed are offering. It's really cool. It's called the Bootleg Tour. Almost, it's been done by, who did this? I believe it was Dave Matthews. They did the same thing. They're basically offering, you go to their show, you want that show, you can download that show live on their website. It's going to cost money, obviously, but that's very cool. Like, if you went to the show and you thought it was mind-blowingly good, you can then go download it. It's very sweet. Also, Creed Reunion Tour. This seems to be the summer of reunions. Creed, Scott Stapp is apparently back. He's healthy. He's good. He's no longer psychotically crazy or on drugs or drinking. And Creed are getting back together, which I think is very sweet. In comic book and music news, I actually posted this on Facebook not that long ago. John Dolmayan of System of a Down recently purchased the very first issue of Action Comics, the very first appearance of Superman ever. He bought it for $317,000, which is an exorbitant amount of money for a comic book. And apparently it's in perfect, perfect condition. So very, very sweet. New Bob Dylan album called Together Through the Life is coming out April 28th. It is his 46th studio album. God damn, his last three albums have actually been called by critics like some of the best work he's done in his entire career. So we're looking forward to the new one. And finally, I'm going to end it, actually not finally, other news. Counting Crows are leaving their record label, which they've been with for 17 years. Now, what they're saying specifically is that when they first joined Geffen Records, they were a part of one of their side record labels called DGC. Now, DGC were the labels of Sonic Youth, the Posies, Nirvana, the Sundays, Mary McKee, and the Dog, and these were all huge bands back in the early 90s, but none of those bands are part of DGC anymore, and they're not a part of Geffen Records. And they basically say that it's not the same thing anymore. It's like back, you know, when Sun Records in the 1950s was like Elvis and Johnny Cash. They were always on tour together. They're always doing everything together. But everybody split up when it stopped being that way. And it seems to be the same for the Counting Crows. So after 17 years, they're leaving because they want to do all sorts of stuff on the internet and iTunes and put out their own albums. I guess they're trying to be indie again. And that's what they want. So absolutely fantastic for them. And I don't think it will affect their music. That's for sure. All right. And finally on the show, I just want to announce that Bullet For My Valentine, one of Rock for Rookies' favorite bands, have finished five new songs for an upcoming album. There's no release date yet, but they promised that there are five completed songs. How many songs do they usually stick on an album? Maybe 11, so 6 more to go. Very sweet. Well, that's all for the rock news this week, brought to you by antimusic.com and Rock for Rookies. Moving on with the whole pop rock thing, we are about to hear the All-American Rejects, and the song is Give You Hell. It's off their last 2008 album called When the World Comes Down. I'm also going to post the video because I know that there are a lot of fans of the video, and it's really funny. Once more, this is Gives You Hell.
And I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes when you see my face. Hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. Now where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny car? So dense, love. I've never seen you fall so hard. Do you know where you are? And truth be told, I miss you. And truth be told, I'm lying. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell.
going all night long. Tough to put the brakes on. Doesn't matter when you drive or get up and go out. Me and all my friends, we drink up, we fall down, then we do it all again. Yeah, we get up, we go out. Me and all my friends, we drink up, we fall.
So we start off with the All-American Rejects and quickly moved on to Nickelback and the song This Afternoon off their last album, Dark Horse. What'd you guys think about that? It was very un-Nickelback. It really seemed as if he was just having a lot of fun, which is very different than the rest of the songs of the album, which is basically him being insanely misogynistic and just hating women. So it's like an entire album of hating women, and then the song This Afternoon where it's like, wait a minute, we're a rock band, and we do chill out every once in a while. So what'd you guys think about that one? Now, we just heard Dashboard Confessional on the song Vindicated, which I'm pretty sure was on one of the Spider-Man soundtracks. That's where I first heard it. Now, what's very interesting about Dashboard Confessional is that the band Dashboard Confessional originally had one member in it, Chris Carrabba, that was his name, and he toured under the name Dashboard Confessional, which was basically just him doing acoustic rock songs. And he got so popular that eventually he became a full-time band, and now they have, you know, bassist, drummer, they got the whole nine yards. But that was Dashboard Confessional and the song Vindicated. Now, we're about to hear, okay, I'm very excited about this. In my opinion, one of the best pop rock songs ever created is the song Absolutely, parentheses, Story of a Girl, by the band 9 Days. Now, there are a lot of good pop rock songs. I mean, if you look at Third Eye Blind, who we played earlier, I mean, they have Semi-Charmed Life and Never Let You Go. Blessed Union of Souls does amazing pop rock. And you have all the new bands we played today. But 9 Days... That song absolutely inspired me so much when I was like 17 years old. Not because it's an amazing rock song with crazy riffs and all the band members are so good, or that the lyrics are so deep, but the song is just so perfect. It's so catchy. And it's not like catchy in a like, oh, somebody wrote this song for that band. This band sat down and wrote a romantic, poppy rock song. Now, what can I tell you about 9 Days? I can tell you that they had one album from a major record label. Before that, they had three of their own albums. And since their main album called Maddening Crowd, they've just had the worst luck. They recorded an entire album. They got into a huge fight with Sony, so the album was never released. And since then, they've released all sorts of free stuff and downloadable stuff on their websites. Several members of the band have done solo projects, but they just haven't been able to get their act together to make a major record label album, studio album, though they have been making their own stuff, and you can get it. It's on iTunes. It's out there, and they're still touring, and they're still having fun, and I like that. I like even after all the problems they've had, they're still out there, they're still touring, they're still making music. So if you guys haven't heard this song, this is going to be an amazing experience for you. If you have heard the song, well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? It's the hat of your shoes. Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Stay, just to put up with this shit day after day. How do we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl. When she smiles, she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
Smiles. music, the car buzzed on faster through the night. As our voices lowered, the cadence again overtook the air. Up ahead there was a curve approaching. She made no indications of slowing.
So we start off with 9 days. What'd you think? Very nice. Okay, so right after that we heard Rise Against and the song The Approaching Curve, which is actually one of their more relaxed songs. I am a huge fan of Rise Against. Every single one of their songs is an absolutely perfect punk rock song. It has all the fever, all the flavor. It is just, it's so intense. I love Rise Against. Absolutely fantastic. Alright, after that, what we just heard was Houston Calls, and the song The Better Part of Valor, the last track of the album, a collection of short stories. Now, they just put out a new album in 2008. It was called The End of an Era, but it seemed to be a really weird time. They lost, like, two members of the original lineup right after they put out the album. They had to get two new guys, but still, fantastic stuff. They're always fun. End of an Era, that was Oh my god, I'm spacing right here. That was Houston Calls. Definitely check out more of their stuff in the future. Now, we've come to the end. It's the end of part two, which means it is time for the salute. I'm very excited about that. Now, this salute was recommended to me by a fantastic longtime listener already, Oscar Russell. But I'm not going to dedicate it to him. I'm going to dedicate it to a person who has been listening long before Oscar and has been telling me for the longest time that I had to do Weezer, and I just kept ignoring him. But this week, he got married. So this entire salute is dedicated to Elon Cohen and his beautiful bride, Anna. They just got married last week. It was a fantastically fun wedding, and I know that you're a huge fan of Weezer, so dude, this one's for you. So let's talk about Weezer. Formed in 1992 in Kenosha, Wisconsin, lead singer River Como's. What you need to know is that they got their first gig opening for Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar. You can find some pretty funky videos of Dogstar on YouTube. Back to Weezer really quickly. They released their first album, Weezer, their debut album, in 1994, but the record label didn't want to release a single because they wanted to see how much sales could be created by word of mouth alone. And it just so happened that a DJ from Seattle heard the song, or got into the song Undone, the Sweater song, and started playing it, and it became semi-successful in California, which led to them releasing Undone, the Sweater song, as their first official singer. Now, the video was done by Spike Jones. Now, it did pretty good on MTV. It was basically just a video of them doing funny stuff up on stage. Now, very shortly after that, Spike Jones directed the video for Buddy Holly. Now, that's the song that we all know and love by Weezer as their first single. That was the first one that I heard. And it's them performing with scenes from Happy Days spliced together in Arnold's Diner. Now, that video received crazy play on MTV, and it went on to win them 4 MTV Video Music Awards, including Best Breakthrough Aura Video, Best Alternative Video, and 2 Billboard Music Video Awards. Very nice. And you know where I first saw it? Was on the Microsoft Windows 1995 CD. So that was pretty cool. So we're going to hear the first single, not the first single, actually. We're going to hear a song off their album Pinkerton. It was the next album that came out right after that. It was called The Good Life. Okay, so we just heard The Good Life, which was released in 1996. Now, the problem with Pinkerton, which was the name of the album, they were sued by some company called Pinkerton Securities, who 2 days before the album was supposed to come out put an injunction in court, and then they just basically had a whole bunch of problems, so it didn't sell very well, though it did debut at number 19 on the Billboard charts, but it just had really slow sales compared, of course, to their debut album, Weezer, and so people thought it was a huge commercial failure. Plus, on top of all of that, Rolling Stone magazine called it one of the worst albums of 1996, and it probably didn't do so good because Weezer was, you know, very kind of, it definitely wasn't poppy, but it was definitely upbeat and positive, whereas Pinkerton had a darker, more abrasive sound to it, so it was definitely a change. But since then, word of mouth kept the sales, trickle of sales at least, going, and eventually the record achieved a cult status, which it has today. People nowadays consider Pinkerton one of Weezer's best albums. So then they went on hiatus from like 1997 to 2000, which is a long time in the music world, because when they finally came back in 2000, oddly enough, you know, the music scene had definitely changed. Grunge and alternative were almost dead, and of course, nu metal was the word of the day. But then they came out with the Green Album. That was the name of the album, the Green Album. And they had a whole bunch of really fantastic hits off of it, specifically Island in the Sun, which I have played in the past, and the song Hash Pipe. After the Green Album, Weezer were basically on a huge roll. After 2001, they had 2002's Maladroit, which was also huge, great hit. It had a huge, it had a bunch of problems in the beginning because they got into a big fight with, I believe it was Interscope Records, and Interscope didn't want to let the album out, and then like hundreds of websites called Free Maladroit popped up all over the internet, and eventually they got it through, and they had a whole bunch of hits off of that. We're going to be playing a song of that in a second. After that, they had the album Make Believe, and then finally the Red album in 2007. We're going to review those right after we hear Keep Fishing, of which I'm definitely posting the video for on today's videos, because who doesn't love the Muppets? So that was Keep Fishing. I just watched the video right now. Absolutely fantastic. So what do we know about Make Believe? Make Believe was their 2003 album. It had the song Beverly Hills, which was a huge hit for them, and definitely a song I have played on the past on Rock Forkies. Now, the Red album, their most recent release from 2008, was produced by Rick Rubin, the master, and Rich Costley mixed it. Now, here's... this whole album was what you would call experimental. Very, very weird. So basically what it had is very non-traditional and longer songs. They used a drum machine, synthesizers, southern rap, baroque counterpoint, and the band members were also writing, singing, and switching instruments. That's what happened on the Red album. I think I posted the video in the past for the single that they released off of it called Pork and Beans, which was basically a salute to everything going on YouTube. All these, like, famous YouTube stars. Well, you know that I'm huge into them. So they have a new album that they're working on right now. There's no word for it, but it's supposed to be out sometime in 2009. You can check it out on their website, Weezerpedia.com. For all the reasons above, and the fact that Elon Cohen loves the band, and they definitely have had a huge influence in the alternative rock world. You want to classify them geek rock, nerd rock, alternative rock, sometimes even pop rock. You have to give it to them. So, fantastic band. I'm proud to say Weezer. Well, that's all the time we have for this Sunday, March 22nd, 2009. I hope you liked this week's show. I know I did. I had a lot of fun playing those songs. It was great to get back to, it was, I guess, the mainstream, all the pop rock, all the stuff that MTV loves to play. And you know what? A lot of my love for rock and roll music started with pop rock music, so it was good to play it on Rock for Rookies. I will not be here next week due to my stint in the armed forces. So you will be joined by guest DJ Marnina Herman, who will be doing the show from America. It's probably gonna be flipping crazy from the playlist that she sent me so far. Oh, I'm jealous. She knows her stuff, so it should be a great show. I will see you guys in 2 weeks' time back here on Rock for Rookies. Peace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go, let's go, let go.